Sometimes I think when we're reading Hebrews that we don't have the concentration that those who would originally have been reading it. We're accustomed to reading stuff in small sections, small bite size, and we need to focus more than reading newspapers and novels and so on. But that's just my own thought. Now, it can't have escaped your attention that the football season has begun. The Irish League began last weekend and the Premier League this weekend. And the rugby season, not least the World Cup, is just around the corner. So for those of us who support a particular team, match day will once again be a day of stress, especially if you've just sold your star striker. Yesterday, I was listening to part of the Radio 5 commentary, and I was reminded that one participant is vitally important, the referee, the umpire for other sports. They can make a game or they can break it. In the sense of denying a team a penalty, a goal or a try, or awarding a score that TV replay show shouldn't actually have been given. An adjudicator is a different sort of person. Whether in singing, music or dance competitions, they award points for skill and style and presentation. Of course, they're not on their own, they're usually part of a panel. But in a more central way, they influence what's going on in the competition. So if your competition is Strictly Come Dancing or Britain's Got Talent, whatever it is, I'm sure that the judges' comments influence how people vote and hence the final result. Referee, umpire, adjudicator, all are in the middle and influence what's happening. Of course, we don't need them. You can play football without a referee. Just keep the rules and keep the score yourself. And individuals can perform without an adjudicator or a judge, just for the sheer love of it. We don't need such a person. But we often do need a mediator. When there's a conflict between individuals or groups, we need someone who stands in the middle and referees. Or maybe someone to stand in the middle and try to bring two sides together. I was minister in the St. Field Road area of South Belfast. And not far away from us a few years ago, in the Lower Ormo, two brothers had a falling out that spilled out into the community. And they wanted to return to their house, but they weren't being permitted to do so. Some local folk, some family members, were trying to get them to give themselves up to the authorities, acting as mediators. But the police insisted on using their own. I don't know the whole story, but I do know it took a whole morning to resolve the standoff. And of course, important work has been done on the whole parading issue by mediators. So if you didn't hear much on the news yesterday about the Apprentice Boys Parade in Londonderry, that was because of all the great work done over the years by mediators working behind the scenes. And of course, mediators are used in work situations between employees and employers. Mediators are used in marriage situations where there is conflict between a husband and a wife. Most of all, we need a mediator between us and God. We need a high priest to mediate between us and God. And that's what the high priest did. Stood between sinful human beings and a holy God. He represented the people before God, and he offered sacrifices to God on behalf of the people. We'd all agree that that's just what we need, wouldn't we? But if you're to meet some random person tomorrow, whether in your work or just down the street or along the prom, would they agree? Maybe not, or maybe not at first. But consider the number of films or movies that have spiritual themes. I'm sure you can complete the title of one of my favorites, The Shawshank
Redemption.
It's hard to believe that that was first released in 1994, and yet it's still a perennial favorite, and many watch it when it's on the screen. Or think of another book by the author Ian McEwan with a one-word title that's also been made into a film. It was 1997. Atonement. Again, a spiritual theme. There are many that we will encounter who do not seem to be religious, or who would say themselves, "I'm not religious." But there's part of everyone which automatically seeks out God. There's a God-shaped part of them. As long ago, Augustine prayed, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." In the end of the day, we all want access to God. We all need a mediator. We all want redemption. And so the question for us today is the one posed by this chapter in Hebrews. What sort of a mediator do we want? What sort of a mediator do we need? What sort of a high priest? Our author of Hebrews has been writing about the high priest since chapter 2. And there he spoke about how Jesus was human just like us, how he suffered temptation just like us and for us, how he shared our humanity that he might destroy death. And in chapter 7, he's been speaking about Jesus' spiritual ancestry, going back to Melchizedek. And in that chapter, we can see how our faith is both ancient, rooted in the past, and contemporary, reaching forward to today. And the passage that Liz read for us continues to pose the question, what sort of a high priest do we need? We're presented in the chapter with a contrast. On the one hand, there are the high priests of the old covenant, who were sinners just like the people, flawed just like the people, who had to offer sacrifices for their own sins before they could offer sacrifices for the sins of the people, who died just like other people. On the other hand, there is Jesus. And verse 26 of chapter 7 reads, "Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. And best of all, he transcends the obsolete and outdated old covenant." look at verse 13 of chapter 8. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. Jesus is permanent. Jesus is immortal. He does not offer sacrifices each day. He does not need to offer sacrifices for himself, for he is holy. He is pure. He is sinless. Look at verse 6. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. The old covenant's better than the former one. Superior, founded on better promises. And then most of the latter part of the chapter is a quotation from Jeremiah 31 as God's affirmation of the new order. It's not as if the old covenant, the former covenant, was able to keep the people faithful, for they were not faithful. But God did not abandon them, nor any of the rest of us who were outside the old covenant. So the writer is asking his readers, his hearers, which do you prefer? On the one hand, here is the dead religion of seeking to try to lift yourselves up by keeping the law, or the new covenant order in Jesus Christ. And the question is for us. The question that is being posed continually through this book. Part of us, part of all of us, prefers to try to make our own way, to do it in our own strength, in our own effort, to do what we think God wants us to do, which is to try to earn our way into God's presence. But God's way is to trust in Jesus. There is a new covenant. Its high priest is Jesus. Jesus is our mediator. Not only does he stand in the middle, but he is the one who makes it possible for us to be in God's presence. He has paid the price. He has covered our sins. He has paid the price. And God wants us to focus our faith, our trust, our lives on Jesus. He is in the very presence of God. And he is seated because his work is finished. And that's the point. It's Jesus and in him alone on whom we ought to focus. May God, by his Spirit, enable us to do so. Shall we pray? And as we pray, I want to use the words of a contemporary hymn that has been in my head for these last few days. What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace, To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine. I can sing, all is mine. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Amen.